Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here on our weekly show with Bridie on TV, The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. For the last 22 years, I've given literally thousands of interviews on radio, television, podcasts, live conferences, and seminars, and almost all the information was in one way or another about vaccines. But as a trained emergency medicine physician of a level two trauma center for 12 years and an integrative medical physician since 1996, there are so many other things to talk about. The Tenpenny Files is an educational show that I hope to bring you valuable information on your health. Tonight, my special guest is Chef Pete, internationally renowned chef, restaurateur, entrepreneur, keynote speaker, author, television presenter, documentary producer. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss this. We'll be right back. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. Well, welcome back, everyone. Pete Evans is an internationally renowned chef, restaurateur, entrepreneur, keynote speaker, author, television presenter, and documentary producer. His passion for food and a healthy lifestyle inspires individuals and families all around the world. In the past 20 years, Pete has hosted a television series called Fish. It's about cooking, fishing, and travel. Oh, he hosted a daily cooking show, Fresh, with more than 400 episodes, and has been a host on an award-winning PBS series, Movable Feast, now about to begin its eighth season. He's produced three mainstream documentaries, The Magic Pill, The Magic Plant, and Awakened, which looks at the ancient and modern healing modalities for the body, mind, spirit, and the planet. Chef Pete has been Australia's number one selling author on healthy cooking and lifestyle books and around 25 books to his name, which always just amazes me how people can write that many books. He is also a health coach with qualifications gained from New York's internationally recognized Institute of Integrative Nutrition. In addition to all of that, he has a podcast called Evolve with Pete Evans, exploring nutritional and emotional well-being. As a passionate chef, a dad, Pete always embraces healthy lifestyle. He loves to share his knowledge and educate all generations from children to parents to corporate audience about healthy lifestyles and great living. Chef Pete, I'll tell you, you know, he said this before we went live. I could have, you know, I had, that was, believe it or not, the shortened version of your bio. I mean, I could have spent the entire hour reading all your accomplishments. Welcome so much to the show tonight.
Thank you, Sherry. And g'day, everyone. Thanks for joining. And we're going to have a fun chat. That feels like a different lifetime ago, all of that, because you know, that was achieved over probably a good 20-year period, and now I've slowed down a lot more.
Yeah,
a lot more these days.
And what's your definition of slowing down?
Well, I go surfing a lot more now. My wife and I are so fortunate. Over the last 3 and a bit years, we've been running a wellness retreat. So when the COVID circus came to town, we decided that we wanted to adapt and evolve. So we opened a little wellness retreat. We have 7 cabins. We take 7 to 8 guests most weekends, and we offer them nourishment. And nourishment is such a beautiful intention that we share. And we do that in the way of offering fasting retreats, cooking retreats, wellness retreats, Pilates and yoga retreats, breathwork retreats, and women's retreats, men's retreats. So we have a beautiful variety of offerings. And then we also rent out our space to other facilitators, such as integrative doctors that come here with their clients, chiropractors that come here with their either their clients or also their colleagues, Pilates instructors that come here and bring their own clients, and then just sometimes corporate or well-being type of private events as well. So it's been really cool to evolve into this instead of constantly pushing out information, because as you said, 25 cookbooks, 500 podcasts, 3 documentaries, TV series. It got to a point where I was like, okay, what else can I do? I want to keep on this sort of hamster wheel of pushing out information, because sometimes I think that more information can be a little bit too overwhelming for people. And I noticed that in my own life. Like I was such a deep studier. I just wanted to know everything that I could about health. It was so overwhelming. And I was like, as I was going along this journey, things actually just started to get a lot more simpler for me. And that just transcended into what we're doing now. So yeah, sorry about the long-winded answer, but that'll give you a bit more of an idea. So more time on the land, more time in nature, surfing a lot more, eating some really beautiful food, usually once a day. My wife and I eat once to twice a day, if that. And yeah, hanging out with the animals. We've got some horses, and if I'll put my thing down here, I'm not going to freak you out, but I've got my dog, or our dog. She's a little poo. she's having a little sleep on my lap. So yeah, more time to really just be instead of to be doing so much.
Where are you located? Where exactly are you located? I know you're in Australia, but where are you?
Well, it actually looks very much like your background there. Is where really? we live on 200 acres of in beautiful sacred rainforest, about an hour out of Byron Bay or an hour out of the Gold Coast, and an hour from the coast or the beach, which is the furthest away from the beach I've ever been in my life. But I go for a surf most days, and it's an hour drive there, a couple of hours at the surf, and then an hour drive back. So, and the surf's pumping today, so I'm going after this chat too.
Okay, that's
great. And I'm taking my little dog, or our little dog, with us as well, because my wife's over in New Zealand working on a horse retreat this weekend and serving tea. So so yeah, far north New South Wales in Australia. And we have a beautiful freshwater stream that runs through the property, which is spring water, ancient spring water. And so we're blessed to be able to have that as our drinking water, which is the reason that we actually moved out here, because wanted to experience what it would be like to only have spring water in our diet. And yeah, it's been such a magical journey. We're surrounded by ancient rainforest. We have waterfalls on the property, and yeah, you can probably hear it. The bird life that we have here is just, and I don't mean to rub it in, but to experience nature, right? We don't really have any neighbors, and just to experience nature in its unique wholeness without interruption is such a beautiful thing. I mean, the crows are going now. We have magpies here. We have butcher birds. We have kookaburras. We have cockatoos, these beautiful parrots, willy wagtails, just amazing water birds that come down to our dam. But it's always very seasonal. Some are territorial, such as the magpies and the butcher birds, but other birds are just, they come in with the seasons and leave with the seasons. And it's just beautiful, and beautiful to watch the cycle of life too, where they're attacking different bugs and insects and snakes that live on the property, and giving birth every year or every 2 years, and being able to watch that that beauty unfold, and also the brutality of nature and the circle of life as well. And I hold it all in awe and wonder. Like, it is such a beautiful thing. So I'm experiencing that from being a suburban city boy for pretty much 4 decades of my life, and the last decade has been on the land. And my intention is to spend the remaining decades of my life somehow attached to living in harmony with nature.
That's beautiful.
What living simply means to me.
Did that and that all evolved out of COVID? Did you have the property prior to when COVID came, or did you find it during COVID?
We were living on another property, which was 25 acres, a little closer to the beach, prior to COVID, and I still had a place in Sydney because I have 2 teenage daughters, and so I had to week on, week off between Sydney and up here. But when COVID came, I was cancelled and got permanently deleted off Facebook and Instagram.
Yay!
Pretty much,
join the club.
Pretty much, I know. I was involved in 15 different businesses, and then within the space of 24 hours, I was cancelled from all of them.
Seriously? In 24 hours?
Yeah. And so we evolved and adapted and sold our property and sort of downsized, you could say. Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to continue to live without an income stream? So we were so fortunate to find this property because it enabled us to set up the next stage of our career and our offering and our service, which was combining all of the experiences and knowledge that we'd had gained over the previous 2 decades, which was cooking, research, and nutrition. My wife is a wonderful facilitator for sacred tea, which comes from a Tibetan and Taiwanese lineage. So on every retreat, she serves the guests this beautiful tea ceremony, which is like an awake meditation or a present meditation. And so we've combined all of our skills together to create this nourishment offering for our guests. And it's such a treat, you know. It's I get to cook, which is one of my passions. My wife and I conduct breathwork ceremonies with our guests as well. And then we bring in different facilitators that offer different types of body work, such as acupuncture and Bowen therapy or massage. And on the property, we have, as mentioned, the waterfalls and swimming holes, and we have an ice bath, an infrared sauna, a flotation tank. Every room has red light therapy devices in them. Every room has blue blocking light globes in the rooms too. And the food that we offer for every dietary preference, but we really focus on a paleo or a what you would call a primal offering. So good quality meat, good quality seafood, organic fruits and vegetables. We keep it really simple. And I've adopted one of your most beautiful cooking techniques from the United States, which is the beautiful barbecue. Smoking barbecue.
Oh, wow. So yeah.
Most weekends we offer a beautiful brisket. And I learned that on one of the TV shows I was hosting in the United States, which was called Movable Feast pre-COVID. And the best piece of meat I have ever eaten was in your home country of the United States. And it was a slow cooked brisket. And yeah, it changed the way I looked at how I could cook food to nourish people. So that's generally on offer all the time. And so yeah, I get to share my gifts. My wife gets to share her gifts as well, and they're usually very well received, which is great. So
wow,
we've got a little reflection from the sun coming in.
Yeah, that sounds marvelous. It sounds like, you know, I did an interview about a week or so ago with David Avocado Wolf. Do you know David?
And Dave's a beautiful man, beautiful friend.
Oh, good. He's a great guy, and he also is like a wealth of information. And he lives was talking about fresh spring water, which is, and he lives up in the Shasta Mountains up in Northern California, where this water comes up out of the ground. He said it's about 100 feet deep well, and it burbles through all of the stoneware there, so it kind of cleans itself. It sounds like you have a similar sort of setup there with the fresh wells.
Yeah, it comes out of the mountain, and apologies for the light that's reflecting off the window.
It's
It's bouncing
okay.
here.
That's all
It's
right.
early in the morning here, and so the sun's rising. It has that beautiful golden glow. But yeah, the water comes out of a mountain here. We live very close to, excuse me, a very sacred mountain called Wollumbimmy Mummalai, or Wollumbin, or as Captain Cook named it, I think it was called Mount Warning, which is one of the prominent mountains, which, or volcanoes, which actually gave birth to all the land surrounding us. And the water pretty much comes out of this area. So very ancient, very pure, untouched by any commercialization, no agriculture, no chemicals, no industry, no nothing. And it's when the guests arrive, we filter the water as well, and then restructure it just in case there's any dodgy things that are living in there. And we restructure it so it resembles what it's like flowing through a natural spring. Gives it that vortex as well, and the guests are always filling up their water bottles when they leave as well to remember us by. And I've always said, I mean, I've been a big proponent of dietary nutrition and good quality food for decades. But it was probably when I was 19 that I first read about the hazards of drinking fluoridated water as well as chlorinated water. And so I'm 50 years of age now. So for the last 31 years, I have made it my goal to be drinking the cleanest water that I can, no matter where I am around the world. And I do think that water is one of the most important things that we can focus on, as well as diet and as well as different pillars of health, obviously. But I don't think it should ever be underestimated, the importance that good quality water has on our system.
I think that's really true. I mean, our bodies are like 60% water. And so, and there's that book that came out back in the 70s. It was called The Body's Many Cries for Water. And it shows how many diseases and illnesses that are get labeled, diagnosed, and treated by Western medicine standards when really it's just a cellular dehydration. And so I believe you're right, in having the right form of water. When was your third documentary, Awakened, made? Because it sounds like that was possibly part of the transformational process. When did you actually do that?
So Awaken was a small docu-series I was creating. The first documentary I created was called The Magic Pill, which ended up on Netflix, which really showed the importance of how diet can be viewed as medicine or a slow or fast-acting poison on our body. And that was a tremendous journey for me. Traveled around the world, interviewed some amazing people on their dietary beliefs, and then followed quite a few different people from around the world as well, and witnessed how just the change of diet, either leaving certain things out or including other things into the diet, can have a profound effect on people that are really suffering. Which followed up with a second documentary called The Magic Plant, which focused on cannabis, because a lot of the people that inspired me over my own health journey were talking about how cannabis can be used also in very different ways, whether it be spiritually, physically, emotionally, or mentally. And I had a very, I guess you could call it, a very weak understanding of what this plant actually offered. So I wanted to take myself on the journey, which is usually how these things eventuate. I become the student, and I want to get taught by the experts in their chosen field. And there were so many experts to interview about the healing powers of cannabis from around the world, whether it be medically, spiritually, emotionally, or physically as well. So that took, and obviously how it's grown and how it's used. And then that led me to the other pillars, because I wanted to explore what are these other pillars of health that we can tap into. And I mentioned a few before, such as breath work, meditation, body work, moving our bodies in useful ways, play. And psychedelics were also something that were on my radar that I hadn't sat with any psychedelics since I was, I think, 19 years of age was the last time that I explored in my rebellious teenage years. And for many decades, I shut them out of my awareness because I thought they were drugs, they were bad, they can cause harm. And it was through my own reinitiation into the world of psychedelics, or as some people like to call them, entheogenic medicines, which means awakening the divine within. And a lot of also the people that inspired me on my health journey were starting to really explore what psychedelics or entheogenic medicines could provide people. So I was fascinated by that, and I'm a very curious person. So I started sitting with many of these different medicines as they're known or called, such as ayahuasca, different cactuses, medicines or psychedelics that come from animals or amphibians, such as toads, psilocybin mushrooms, man-made psychedelics as well, such as ketamine, MDMA. And I decided I wanted to document my my journey with this. And I documented a journey with ketamine in LA with a trained facilitator. And I also documented a four-day journey into Costa Rica at a venue called Rhythmia, which is the first medically approved ayahuasca clinic in the world, center in the world. And it was fascinating because when I went there, Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, was also there, and Dave Asprey was there. And there were many other different leaders in the health world that were participating at that particular point in time. So I documented that and went on that journey, which was very profound for me. And then COVID came. So I stopped producing these docuseries, but it really opened up my eyes and my mind to the very powerful aspects that are available to us in nature and how revered they should be and how respected they are. And that in our toolkit of experiences and choices in our life, we have so many choices that can enable us to grow or to evolve, which is what my documentary and my documentary is called Awaken, but my platform is called Evolve, where you can watch these. And yeah, I'm fascinated that nature provides all of the answers, and we are nature, so we can provide our own answers, or other individuals can help us discover these answers for us on our journey for long-term regenerative health, if that's the path that we have chosen for ourselves. You know, many people do not choose that path, and we have free will, and I have no judgment on other people's decisions on where they choose to take their life or their life journey. But yeah, for the curious people out there, we have such a beautiful playground in which we can gather experiences to not only learn about what is capable on this life's journey, but also to remember who we are. And I think that is one of the most beautiful things that we can explore, is who am I? And when I say who am I, it's a very deep philosophical question, because one thing I've learned is we are a collection of our beliefs, which we have generally inherited or adopted from our family lineage, usually from our parents and our bloodlines and our ancestry, but also from cultural conditioning and education. our education systems. So when we're a collection of these different beliefs, and when we start to question, where did I learn that belief about my place in this world or how I believe the world works, then we could start to unravel and rediscover the true nature of who we are, which as we go, this is my belief anyway, and you can leave this if it doesn't resonate with you. But when we start to unravel and get to know who we are, we can see the choices that we've made that have led us to this particular point in our human evolution or our life's path or our life's journey. And then we can see and then choose wisely all the decisions that we make in our day or in our life as to where we would like to take ourselves into the future, and how to also experience the present. And it's such a wonderful journey that I have consciously chosen. And once upon a time, I thought that good diet would be the key to it all, to long-term regenerative health. And that was my starting point to start to unravel the programming that I had adopted from a very young age. And it's been a beautiful journey so far, and I'm looking forward to the coming decades, because the one thing that I have come to realize is this human journey is such a beautiful gift, and it's a blessing. And we have one shot at this, I believe.
You know, I said that to David the other day when to David Avocado Wolf, when we were talking, I said, you know, this world is just magnificent. You know, I've had the blessing to travel a bit. You know, I've seen probably close to 70 countries, and, you know, I've been a lot of places around the world, and it's just a spectacularly beautiful place. And it's this little ball floating around in space. That's this incredible arboretum that just has everything, you know, all the plants and animals. And like you were talking about, the various birds and how they interface with the snakes and the insects. And, you know, it's just this beautiful arboretum until you stick a human in the middle of it, you know, and kind of muck up the whole thing, you know. And if we could get back to our belief in ourself and our maker and how in the beauty around us, and get rid of all of this noise that, you know, the COVID, the fear, the warmongering, the, you know, all the pharmaceutical nonsense, all these different things, and just coexist with nature the way that it was meant to be back in the Garden of Eden, you know, from the very beginning, how we were meant to just cohabitate. What a beautiful place this would be, you know. And it sounds like you are trying to recreate that space in your life, and, you know, with your spouse, and in the habitat in which you've chosen to live. I think that's just spectacular.
Well, thank you. And I echo your sentiments, and I do believe it is a beautiful it's a beautiful planet. It is a beautiful existence. And I honestly believe everything comes down to perception. And what I mean by that is, we'll take the last few years as an example, 3 or 4 years as an example. And I've always trusted in this process that what we have been through or are going through, and have been through pre-COVID as well, is always perfect for us. And that's just my perception. And I'm not asking anybody to agree with me on this, because everybody has their own perception on how things are in the world and their place in the world. But what we're witnessing, and I'll use COVID as an example. I mean, just in the last week, we've seen AstraZeneca being pulled off the market worldwide, and they have admitted that it causes, as they say, rare side effects in people and potentially death. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see that with the other manufacturers of these poisons over the coming years. We also now realize, and you've realized this from day one, and many of your listeners have understood this from day one with COVID, that Now we know 100% that masks don't work, that you viruses, the vaccine or the shots didn't stop the spread of viruses, then they weren't safe and effective. So all of this information is slowly coming out, perhaps not to our desired timeline for the exposure and the awareness for these things. And one thing I've learned to do is take away my own expectation of when the public or population will come around to understanding these things. And that was a very humbling lesson when it came to dietary philosophy, that I thought when we released our documentary, The Magic Pill, and our books were becoming number one bestsellers, and I was sharing information of people getting off their medications, reversing type 2 diabetes, putting their autoimmune diseases into remission, that it would spread like wildfire. And, mm-hmm. It would only take 5 years for people to work mm-hmm. out that there is a dietary way to limit inflammation, get rid of inflammation, and be able to get out of the system of the pharmaceutical and subscription-based medical program that exists. But it didn't happen. And I was frustrated with that at the time. I'm like, how come this isn't happening yet? But I've had to change my beliefs and my perceptions on public awakening processes.
Well, hold that thought right there for just a second. We're going to take a really quick break because, boy, I've got some things to say about that, and I'd like to hear the rest of your perception. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. We're having a great conversation on your health this evening with Chef Pete. We'll be right back. There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, that helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for. Well, welcome back, everyone. We were talking about before the break about changing perceptions. You know, it's so interesting that you were on the same path that I was, that you said, surely, if they just knew, it would just flip over. I was how I was when I first started investigating and talking about the problems with vaccines. Surely, if they just saw how harmful these things were, surely parents would stop, doctors would get it, the whole thing would fall apart. Not exactly. And that was 25 years ago. So I share that piece of a path with you that, like, surely they would get it, but they didn't. So why do you think they didn't?
Well, this goes back to what I was saying a little earlier. It's people's beliefs and their perception on who they are in the world. And one thing I've had to surrender to and accept and trust is that every single person on the face of this earth has free will to choose their life's path. And I've seen it over the last few years in what some would call the truth or freedom movement, is this, and I'm not having a go at them, but what I've witnessed is nearly the same type of energy that they're fighting, they're wanting and wishing to push out there, which is nearly a forced adoption of somebody's belief. And that can only be met with frustration and disappointment, trying to force your belief down somebody else's throat. Whereas if we just trust and accept, and I had to do this in over the last few years, I think in Australia, 95 or 96% of the population took at least two of these toxic jabs. And I had to do some deep work on my beliefs and acceptance of this, that it is okay for those people to have chosen that. And I cannot get frustrated. I will not get angry. I will not get emotionally unstable over somebody else's actions for their own particular life. And it's brought me a deep sense of freedom and strength to adopt that position or adopt that belief. And I know that can trigger people in this type of movement, but I had to do what was healthy for me. Fighting against an immovable object, even if it is the mass public in something like this, and wishing that they had made a different decision, can only lead to, for myself, this is what I was feeling, instability, nearly like an unhealthy perception of other individuals and the world in which we inhabit. So this was a huge growth for me over the last few years, was that trust, accept, surrender, and a deep belief that eventually, for many of these people, the truth will emerge. And I used to say it to a very dear friend of mine that was putting on rallies and speaking at rallies during this COVID hysteria. I said, perhaps it's not you or I or Dr. Tenpenny or David Avocado Wolf or Bobby Kennedy Jr. or these people that we associate with sharing this information that will change people's perceptions. And the reason I say that is over the years when I was sharing dietary advice, it was always the sick and the people that were in pain and suffering that tended to come along on the journey of discovering what putting nourishing food into their diet could offer them. Usually these people had hit rock bottom, and this was their last resort because they'd been to every specialist, medical specialist they could to find relief for their intestinal problems or their depression or anxiety or whatever it was, type 2 diabetes. And they had to hit that rock bottom. And I said to my friend during this COVID pandemic and the mass adoption of these injections, I said, perhaps the same thing needs to happen for people to go through this suffering of the choices that they've made in their lives by taking these injections, by wearing the mask, by not standing up and sharing their truth in this process. And I said, I don't wish it to happen. I don't want people to suffer. But perhaps this is the human nature and the time for which humans can evolve out of this victim mentality, out of this helplessness state that many people find themselves in, where they are wanting other people to tell them how to live. You know, a dear friend of ours, Kelly Brogan, talks about daddy government and mummy medicine. And people are looking for these parental figures in their life to help guide them, to help keep them safe. And perhaps this is the time for us to adult up. And perhaps COVID has given us this opportunity for many people, because they've trusted mummy medicine and daddy government over the last 3 or 4 years. And what's emerging out of this right now is where, from my perception, is more and more people are questioning the government, especially the government advice. They're seeing the corruption play out in government all around the world, and especially in the United States at the moment. The exposure of the corruption in these pharmaceutical and medical industries is being exposed over the last 2 years. I mean, in mainstream media this week, they're talking about the harms of vaccines. I mean, you go back 5 years, Sherry, there would never be an article in mainstream media talking about the harms of vaccines. And I only think this is going to escalate over the coming years and decades. And more people see the exposure of these agendas that are playing out. And again, it's not to your and my timeline where we thought it would happen instantaneously, but for the mass public awakening, and I don't even like to use the word awakening because I think it's a little bit too spiritually biased, but the awareness that people are going to have to face over the coming years, I think, is going to shift the needle for public perception and their own public and their own individual beliefs about what modern medicine has been, what it can offer. And I've always believed that modern medicine and ancient wisdom and natural therapies should coexist. And be that's what holistic medicine for me is, and holistic living is not shunning everything and putting all your hope into one ideology, but being open to it all and being curious about it all. As mentioned, I share dietary advice, which I believe works for me, but people like David Avocado Wolf, he promotes a vegan or vegetarian approach, and he's a very dear friend, and I love him. And there are people that
it's hard that, to not love him. I'll tell you, yeah. He's just such a great guy.
And there are people that thrive on vegetarian and vegan diets. And there are people that thrive on carnivore and paleo diets and ketogenic diets. There are even people that thrive on a standard American diet and smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol. You know, there are thriving people in all walks of life from different choices they make. And there are people suffering that choose a holistic life as well. And I do believe a lot of that has to come down to beliefs and the other pillars of health, perhaps. But that might be a chat for another day. So I'm very grateful that we've gone through this period over the last 3 or 4 years, because it has allowed me personally to grow and strengthen and change my beliefs. And I have full trust that this is perfect for us to go through this as nearly like a metamorphosis that humanity is going through. And some of us perhaps, and I don't want to sound egotistical, but have broken through the cocoon and have spread our wings perhaps a little quicker than most have. And again, that's not egotistical. It's just because we've been
it's
in
just
this
a statement
this,
of fact.
This realm for quite some time, and seen the deception, seen the corruption in these industries. But for others, they might be in their dark night of the soul at the moment, going through it, going, geez, what do you mean that vaccine has been pulled off the market? You're telling me that it's unsafe, and I put two of these into my body. But think about the people that have put it into their children's body.
I wonder how that's going to sit with a big swash of the global population, really.
Just while I'm on that thought, and sorry to interrupt, because that's what I wanted to just finish that. Sometimes I go on these tangents, as you can imagine, but that's what I said to my friend that was this campaigner and protester and fighter, freedom fighter. I said, what if the people that are going to move this needle are not you or I, or the ones putting on the protests, or the ones screaming from the rooftops that have done it for a long time? What if the ones that change this whole game that we're playing at the moment are the ones that have injected their children, that have seen either themselves or felt themselves suffer from these injections and the pharmaceutical industries, the ones that have believed that doing what they were told by the talking heads on television, by the health ministers, by the news readers, by the politicians. What if enough of them get angry and work this thing out? I said, what if they're the ones that push the needle and really change the landscape in which we have been trying to fight? I said, I think that's how it perhaps is going to happen. The people that are going to go and hit rock bottom, that are going to see their children unfortunately die or suffer a rare illness. That's the way that I'm saying rare. What if it's the ones that the business leaders out there that can no longer go to work and earn a living, that have suffered a stroke or whatever it may be from trusting these people? And perhaps these people, what if it's the news readers that suffer illness or died suddenly or whatever it may be, or the politicians that actually suffer from the advice that they were given by the pharmaceutical companies? I said, perhaps it will play out like that. Perhaps it will not. But that's how I see human nature generally. People, for a lot of people, they only change when they hit rock bottom or in pain and suffering. And perhaps that's what humanity is going through right now. And I don't wish it to be like that. You know, I wish it, we lived in this utopia. And I do believe we live in this utopia if we have the perception to be able to see how beautiful and awe-inspiring this reality is, and to be able to see that, we have to believe in it as well. And when we're conflicted with so many beliefs that the world is a dangerous place, there are people out there trying to poison us, and there's a war coming, and there's this, that, and the other, we can find ourselves in a place of victimhood where we feel unsafe in this world. And I choose not to sit in that camp. I choose rather to sit in a place of empowerment and full strength that my body can deal with whatever is out there, that my mind is strong enough to be able to stay grounded and neutral and empowered in all situations, and that my spirit is also impenetrable by anything external, and that it is powerful for the infinite time that it exists. And these are just beliefs and different perceptions. And now I'm not saying that we then don't, I don't like to use the word fight, but we don't still share information if that is our purpose, or if that is our intuition that's guiding us, that we still stay on this path of sharing information. I love this. I love the duality of being a student and a teacher at the same time. I think that, or I believe that we all embody that. And how we go about that is unique for each and every one of us. And yeah, so when I say this, a lot of times people say, well, you're giving up, or perhaps you're not in it for, you're not fighting for humanity. I'm like, yeah, that you could take on that perception if you choose to. I said, I don't embody that though. I still love having these conversations. I still love running a little health retreat down here. Perhaps I'm not reaching the millions of people that I used to. But perhaps that was egoic, that I needed to think that I needed to reach millions of people, wherein perhaps I just need to, I don't need to do anything, but perhaps just reaching one or two people every once in a while is equally as important as reaching millions of people. And
you know, that's a really good perception, Pete, you know, in terms of, because it may be the one or two specific people that are going to come to your retreats and have a completely mind, spirit, body, a transformational event, that they carry that ball forward out to reach millions of people, you know, that changes, and that sort of your energy and your seeds that you've planted in them from all the work and all the things that you've done over the last 20 or 30 years gets boiled down into, you know, like the big bang, you know, it's like the right sort of thing with the right person, that they poof and they go and explode out into the, and you don't have to do the work anymore. It's just what all that you've accumulated along the line. And I agree with you about this AstraZeneca thing. I mean, suddenly there's got to be millions and millions of people that are going, but I took that shot and now they're saying it's unsafe and they're taking it off the market and my boss made me do it to keep my job, or I had to keep it, I had to do it to stay in the military and get my pension, or I took the shot because I believe the talking heads, I believe the politicians, I believe the doctors. And what does that do to the thinking person who gets beyond the, I took the shot? I mean, what does that do to their core value system in terms of belief and trust? And it's going to be a major shift for a lot of people, I believe.
I 100% believe that as well. And it's going to challenge that question, who am I? Who am I? Why did I go along with this?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big question, and everybody will deal with it in a very different way. Some will totally ignore it. Some will just go, yeah, well, that's what happens with these things. You know, a lot of medicines get pulled off the market. I'll tell you a time I was on this, that, and the other, and they took that off because... You know, it's you know, I don't want to diminish the depths of this reality and what we're experiencing and the pain and the suffering that people go through. But it is also a bit of a game that we're playing here, this thing called life, you know, and we're not really given the rules to this or the roadmap to how we grow and evolve. And I love that. And I love the mystery of life and the spontaneity and the synchronicity and the coincidences that happen and the best laid plans that we want to have in the world that fall apart at the last minute or we don't achieve, and then the random things that take us on a different path, and we're like, that happened. Like, I'm so grateful that I was late for that meeting that day, because if that didn't happen, that car didn't break down, then this wouldn't have happened. I love the fabric of this existence, that there is such mystery, there is such depth, there is this amazing thing that we all get to experience on this journey, which is to feel all the different human emotions that are available to us. We get to feel happy, we get to feel sad, we get to feel pissed off, we get to feel elated, we get to celebrate, we get to sit in awe and wonder, we get to have the plethora of human experiences. We get to touch, we get to, my little dog's here, get to pat them, we get to feel, we get to hear, we get to see, we get to taste. I think I've already said that. We get to cook beautiful meals and just embrace all of the different offerings that are available to us. And I never take it for granted, and I never underestimate how beautiful this existence is and how frightening it can be sometimes. And how the greatest stories in the world, the greatest books, the Lord of the Rings or the Dune or the spiritual books out there, the mystical books, they all have these elements of community, friendship, plus also the hero's journey of doing it alone and going through these huge transformational processes of pain, suffering, getting through the next barrier and finding love, losing love, finding strength, thinking that we're weak. We have all of these experiences, and none are greater than, in my perception, than the other. We're just here to experience it all and to feel it all and to remember it all. And I believe, see that it is this beautiful, beautiful game. I think my little dog wants to go for a wee.
He said, all right, I've heard you talk enough, which we are getting, down to the end of our hour here, Pete. This has been just such a great philosophical moment in talking about food and philosophy and health and overall wellness and taking care of ourselves. Where can people find you and find your, I mean, I know that your books are all out there. They can find that, but where can they find your retreat and find more about the part of the journey that you're on now?
I have a subscription-based platform, which costs, I think, $100 a year Australian. So in American, that's probably around $70 a year or $60 a year, depending on the conversion. And that's got my documentaries, docu-series. It's got 1,000 recipes on there. It's got meal plans. It's all in metric and imperial. And so that's where pretty much all of the information that I share lives. I'm of the firm belief that
and where is that? Where can they find that?
It's called evolvenetwork.tv and evolvenetwork.tv, and that's firm belief that people pay for something, they will use it instead of just being out there for free. So I've put that out there, and if one person uses it, happy. If more people use it, also happy. And social media, I'm on Telegram. Telegram seems to be a place where I haven't been censored. So I share a lot on there with different philosophies. And that's under Chef. Sorry, I should show you that. That's under Chef Pete Evans News and Information. So yeah, check that out if you choose to. And I've had a beautiful chat with you today, Sherry, and I applaud you for everything that you've done over the years to help people on their journey as well. You've definitely helped me, so thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And I know you're going to be bolting out the door here to go surfing today down there, so enjoy that. And I want to thank you so much, Chef Pete, for having this wonderful time with us. It's just be really good. And just to say it again, it's evolvenetwork.tv is where we can find so many of your books, your documentaries. And I think that it's that sounds like a really good deal to subscribe to that, to get 1,000 recipes and to have access to you. So I want to thank you so much for getting up early this morning and being with us today. And I want to thank all of our listeners who've been here again with us. You know, it is Monday night, so mark your calendars for next Monday night on the Brideon.tv show. And I want to close with what I close all my broadcasts with, whether they're live or pre-recorded. One of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer, which is Romans 12:12. So until the next time, lean into God, trust him for everything. He won't let you down. Chef Pete, thank you so much. It's been too long since we've had this conversation. And boy, have you morphed a lot and changed your direction. And it sounds just lovely. So I can't wait to this show. This show here will be posted on Spotify. It'll be on iHeart and iTunes. It'll also be on my Substack. So for those of you that want to go back and re-listen to this again and get everything that he shared, I really encourage you to do so. Also share this with other people so that we can keep this going and we can grow from drtempany.substack.com. So we'll see you next week, same time. Thank you for everyone for being here. Thank you again, Chef Peace. Good night and God bless, and good morning for you over there in Australia.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.